Laudato Jesus Christus. This is Vatican Radio.
Officials from the Holy See and the government of Vietnam met earlier this week in Hanoi, the first meeting of the Vietnam Holy See Joint Working Group. The meeting was for the exchange of views on the establishment of bilateral diplomatic relations. In a communique released on Friday, it was announced that the Vice Minister of Foreign Affairs expressed his wish for the Holy See's active contribution to the life of the Catholic community in Vietnam, the strengthening of solidarity between religions and of the entire Vietnamese population, and also the strong cohesion of the Catholic Church in Vietnam with the nation through practical contributions to national construction. Holy See Undersecretary Monsignor Pietro Parolin took a note of the explanations made by the Vietnamese delegation on the policy on freedom of religion and belief, recognizing that positive progress has been made in the religious life in Vietnam, and wishing that the remaining unsolved matters in bilateral relations between Vietnam and the Holy See could be settled with goodwill through sincere dialogue. Monsignor Parolin emphasized the Holy See's policy to respect the independence and sovereignty of Vietnam, by which the Church's religious activities would not be conducted for political purposes. He also stressed that the Church, in its teachings, invites the faithful to be good citizens, working for the common good of the country. The two sides also acknowledged the encouraging development in the relations between Vietnam and the Holy See since 1990, and also agreed to hold a second meeting of the Joint Working Group. The time and venue will be agreed upon in due course. I'm Charles Collins.
You're listening to Vatican Radio.